A new book reveals a little-known link between a controversial immigration program started by President Obama and a rock legend. Obama's program is temporarily protecting more than 500,000 young people living in the U.S. illegally from deportation, and a famous immigrant's case uncovered some precedent for it. Hard to imagine?
Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do.
The book is called John Lennon versus the USA. The former Beatle once fought deportation, and his case helped shape immigration policy decades later. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has more.
Back in 1972, John Lennon hired Leon Wildes, an immigration attorney who had no idea who he was. Wildes' son Michael remembers his father coming home to tell his mother about their first meeting.
And he said, a singer by the name of Jack Lemmon and his wife Yoko Moto. My mom looked at him like he wasn't well. Are you talking about the Beatles and John Lennon? My father said, yeah.
Over the next 5 years, they were often caught on camera outside immigration court in New York City and on late-night talk shows, like NBC's The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder.
What is your status in the country right now?
That's why Leon's here. What am I, Leon?
Lennon glances over at Leon Wildes, who's sitting across from him on a dark TV set.
Well, John was charged with being deportable in the United States for being an overstay.
In other words, Lennon was on a tourist visa that expired. So Wildes got that visa extended, but immigration officials only gave them just over a month before Lennon would have to leave. Later, Wildes put in an application for a green card, which was denied. But Lennon still wanted to stay in America.
I like to be here because this is where the music came from, this is what influenced my whole life and got me where I am today.
Wildes appealed the denial. But FBI files show that the Nixon administration wanted Lennon and his anti-war activism and influence over young voters out of the country. So Wildes started digging for another route.
I've always had a feeling that the government must have a program to exercise some discretion.
Why did you have that feeling?
Well, because there were rumors of certain guys who had critical criminal backgrounds and bad immigration histories and seemed to be still around.
Those guys probably benefited from what's now known as prosecutorial discretion. It's mainly based on the premise that the federal government doesn't have enough resources to deport all the immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Under federal law, immigration officials can choose to prioritize certain deportation cases while holding off on other ones for humanitarian or political reasons. The problem at the time was Wildes didn't have proof that this kind of program existed until he filed a Freedom of Information Act request.
When the box came into my office, there was jubilation. Unbelievable feeling that I had succeeded.
At this point, John Lennon was already on his way to a green card. But those files led U.S. immigration officials to publicize a secret policy. For decades, the government had shielded some immigrants living in the U.S. illegally from deportation because of their sympathetic cases. The Obama administration used that policy to create the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Today, it covers more than 700,000 young people brought to the U.S. as children and now known as Dreamers, all in part because of an immigrant from Liverpool, England.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
I hope someday. Imagine no possessions.